Blog Talk Radio.
I told you not to do that. And I did, look, I'm bleeding.
Hello, good afternoon. You're listening to New Way of Being, hosted by Avatar Galactra and family on Blog Talk Radio. Never known that anybody that could be that evil, a government evil enough to test you all through your life, since you've been in Canada, and a small part in the United States, and actually the United States gave them the information to terrorize me because I wasn't sleeping with anybody. I thought it was something that one should commend, not mistreat people for doing the right thing. I was taught by my family, and I was very proud of my family, and still am, my mother specifically, that you do not allow men to play around with your body or your life. Do the things that you know that is right. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. That's how I lived my life. And I'm very disappointed to see that the Canadian government and the American government has been doing these underhanded things to women who came, and children who came from. Pick them around and rub them up. You should not. What we're finding out is that the government is not only doing some wrong things, they're doing a lot of evil because they have taken our, they have these people inside of here, taking our shoes, every new shoe we buy, they're digging holes into them. The older ones, they're digging holes. Mahogany had on a pair of shoes that she didn't seem to want to take off. But and when we had her take it off because of what they've been doing to her, when we had to take it off to put on something that is more comfortable for home, we looked. I looked in the back of the shoe, and they cut the heel of the shoe so water could enter into it. And when I checked the other side, same thing. I noticed that these are the things that they were doing to my boots, my shoes. Since we were in Toronto, in different places, suddenly my shoes would come up, ripped up. I kept all of them. Not all of them completely, but the ones that I had, some of them in from Toronto and some that we bought here. And you should see what they did to our shoes. New shoes we bought, they ripped it up, used a knife to cut holes into it. We have the proof. This is what they've been doing to all our shoes. And every time we go out and suddenly rain falls, water was coming through our shoes. Well, Walmart, we were buying shoes from Walmart, and Walmart shoes, some of them, you put them on, and water is coming through, whether there's someone dig a hole or not. I bought three pairs or four pairs in St. Catharines Walmart, and when I got them, they were fine until I put them on a few times, and when I was ready to put it on again after a long time, did not wear it. I went back to put it on, big holes and ripping. They rip the sides where the boots are supposed to be sealed, the shoes are supposed to be sealed. This is what your government in Canada is doing, using people, the military, the police, and the landlords and landladies, the stores, everybody, anybody is able to get to do what they want to us because the government said so. This government was telling people it's a criminal act to turn people against each other. Well, the government has been doing it to us all over wherever we lived, and lying and telling, saying things that we did not, that did not happen. I don't know what it is, but we wrote the West Indian government, and we did not get a return letter back. We wrote the embassy, the Trinidad embassy. They said that the government told them it's a touchy matter. You know why it's touchy? Because they had nothing that we did that was wrong, and they wanted to make sure they find some way to turn us into criminals. They've been doing that to African men have been put into jail more times than they should have been, and they didn't. They weren't doing the things that they were being set up to appear like they were doing. All they had to do was go undercover, use their cloak of invisibility with their 4D technology and destroy the people's lives by planting things into their homes to say that, yes, they're the criminals. This is what the kind of government that you've had. Today, I got up and I felt, I was feeling someone attacking me on the shoulders again and on the back. And when I got up, I couldn't move. I had to quietly ease my body out of the bed. I'm still in pain. And then I realized that my arm, my right arm, I couldn't move it. My husband had to put me in a sling. And while we were doing that, the guy was attacking me in the back of my ear. You know that lobe, in the back of your ear? Well, that's where they were attacking. And it was so painful, I had to grab the bottle of vinegar with the left hand and found out that even moving the left hand made the right hand sort of put it down. My husband had to spray it for me. And finally, I didn't care because of the pain that I was having. I just grabbed another bottle and started spraying. Right now, I'm being attacked in the shoulder. These people are using our daughter to waste water in the bathroom, which she never did before. She's suddenly doing things she never did before. And they're using the 4D technology to control her. That's what they did when they were raping her. They used the 4D technology to give the impression that she was really being physically raped, and it's possible that she was. We can't prove that because we can't go to a doctor. All their systems have been set up to block us from anything so that they can kill us. Quietly, slowly, and nobody can do anything. They said that they own the country, and they have laws that they can break anytime they want to, and they've been breaking it like nobody's business in Canada, and that nobody can touch them. I guess it's in their pockets. Our Christmas ornaments were being shifted from the tree. They were interfering with the lights of the Christmas tree. The middle part of the Christmas tree still isn't working. They stole my daughter gave me a cat's bag purse. It's a bit large, bigger than my hand. And a little bigger than my hand. And she had a lipstick, pink lipstick gloss to go on the lips inside of it. And I put two other things in there, a lighter and something else, paper. They stole the bag. They stole the purse. That's a Christmas gift. They've been stealing our Christmas gifts since last year. Was it, honey, last year? Or other years, too?
In this house for the past 4 years.
Stealing our Christmas gifts. And then laughing at us and saying that, you know, calling us names like poor, you know. And part of a herd. These are the things that your government is a part of. This should not be going. You can investigate. They are the ones who put it out. really haven't done anything wrong. But we are too developed. They want to control us. They want to, that's what we're doing for African culture in the United States. What you do, African people, as if they, all they need, they're good for is to be a slave or part of a herd, and they cut off your hair. You should see, they burnt up my hair. The next thing they knew, the next thing I knew, they were attacking it when I was trying to get my hair comfortable to comb, because they have been attacking my my shoulders and my hands, my stomach. Every part of my body has been touched and persecuted. And I need to have my money, and I need to leave this country with my family. And they're trying to tell me I should go. The United States are the ones who told them to do what they're doing to us, because I would not sleep with a gentleman who I was working with. He was the manager of the store. His name was Jeff. He was blonde hair, blue eyes, wanted to marry me to get rid of Derek, and I could not do that because I have two children that was forced upon me, that I wanted to make sure that they were safe. And I did that. But it cost me too. I gave up everything for these kids, and the father, while I was sleeping, took them away. I'm not going to go through all of that anymore right now, but I want you to know this, that what is being done is wrong. They're attacking human beings that are not doing any wrong and trying to turn them into criminals. That's why I was being tormented all over the streets, all over the train, all over the buses, all over the cars, the taxis. We were being persecuted, and we did not understand. It's prejudice that is going on in Canada and in the United States. And people of color, you're not free. You have to find ways to get out of this country. These people are very prejudiced, and they care nothing about you and me. Start dealing with things in the right way, and don't turn on people of your own culture. What you're going to do is turn people of your own culture against all of you. They're already being persecuted by these mental cases. That's all I can find to call them. And they need to be straightened out. No country should allow Canada and the United States to invade their country. They're doing it unseen. They're using 4D technology to cloak themselves with a cloak of invisibility. That is, they're going to other countries like that, even going into planes without paying, dressed that way. It seems like their detectors can't detect the unseen capabilities that they're wearing.
We all are
tired.
Yeah.
We are going through a lot of hell.
Yeah.
We could hardly stay up. We're falling asleep at drop of a hat. And the only thing we can do is walk around and try to get certain things done. They're interfering with all our electrical equipment. They're interfering with our food. They're interfering with literally all of our lives. They use each neighbor on each side of this house and in the back to terrorize us. Well, we don't go in the yard anymore, so we can't be terrorized there. But we go out to the front, we go out and to do different things, and we are being persecuted. We are being attacked in the streets, attacked on the way to plazas, attacked when we're buying things. When we buy things, they steal our products, steal the receipt, return it to the store, and get the money. We are poor. We can't even afford to pay for the different things, that the utilities, because they're stealing those areas, our money, so that we can't do that. And by the time the month is up, we have no money. This is what your government is doing to this family. I saved $3,000 since we came into Canada, into St. Catharines, so that we can look after the family. Well, it's all gone. This is what your government is doing. run by Mr. Trudeau. Mr. Trudeau did not even bother to find out if what he is protecting that Mr. Harper told him is true or not. And what he has done was set up even more evil for us. And I would like Mr. Trudeau to know something. The pain that our family has been feeling in our hearts, in our bodies, in our minds, blocking our eyesight, which was being done from the day I walked into Canada till now. And my children's sights are being attacked and abused. I can't even speak to my son because they made sure that he's estranged from us by attacking him and putting him in jail when he did not do anything. And you know the only thing, the reason that they did that? Because he recognized that we did not sleep with our children. Our children knew we did not do these things, but they wanted to imply because they were sleeping around with other people's children. They were doing it to us without even knowing, us knowing. They had these UFOs that they call them, and they're not, they're no UFOs. They're the ones who are doing the UFO thing and destroying people's lives. They've been raping us without us even knowing. Because they were using smoke, some sort of stuff that they blow through holes in the house, put us to sleep, take us into their UFOs and rape us and put us back with black marks all over our bodies. Why? Because we won't sleep with them. I never knew that not sleeping with anybody but the person that you love and are married to would cause this kind of problem. Walmart is the biggest terrorist. Home Depot, big terrorist too. They play these loud noises specifically when we come there. What are they telling us? Don't come and buy in their store. They have people, whenever the Walmart see that they're in trouble, they quickly hire African people. I've been seeing it for decades now in Toronto and in Canada, and in St. Catharines. In Fort Erie, same thing. Everybody is bought. And they said, they told me years ago when I was not going to sleep with anybody, and I told them I have a husband and I'm not interested in sleeping around and I respect my marriage. Well, they didn't think that I had a right to do that, so I guess they own me. I don't know how they managed to own me because I've never been a slave or someone that they can take and do it as they choose. I've kept to myself. I left people alone because I saw that they were being coerced and co-opted into bad behavior. And I left them alone, looked after my children. And yet we are being treated like we are, they raped my daughter and then call her a whore and other words that my daughter should never be called. She's a princess and she behaves as one. She conducts herself in every way as a princess, even if she's been abused and terrorized. And these are the people that were screaming out in the air that you better not be sleeping with the kids, we'll lock you up. And they came and raped my children and raped me. My husband couldn't do a thing. Because they're doing it using cloaks of invisibility. And the police were trying to set it up to appear like I was crazy because I recognized what they were doing. Well, who's crazy now? I guess I'm crazy in pain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 6-5, low in energy. Constantly being attacked, tortured, tormented, terrorized, assaulted, raped in your obvious case. In some house by these hunting gangsters working for government.
These are the people that have been doing us in, and so far we haven't seen anybody who stood up on our behalf. And instead, they have people like the Tara telling us things as if we're supposed to go along with what the government wants. The Tara sounds very much like John and Lena Caruso, the owners of the house that we're renting.
Yeah.
I already told Lena that they will have to pay us all the money that we paid for rent, and then what they should be paying us for is the damages that was done to our things and to our bodies. Not one of us can stay up. You should see my daughter's falling asleep and my husband trying to speak and he's falling asleep on himself.
Yes.
Is that the kind of government and systems that you run? And why are they allowed to continue running when they're committing all these crimes towards people of color? And I see they're sending someone from the United States to attack me. I picked up on someone coming there and attacking me to force me to come to the United States. All I want is my money from the United States and from Canada, and I want out of this insane asylum. They robbed me of enough time in my life. I wasn't playing their games, and that's why I'm being attacked. And something has to be done. If it's not done, we are going to have to continue to shout out to the world what is going on. Because this is evil. We could not get any help. We have everybody dumping on us. I haven't seen anybody who hasn't.
It's an awful way to live. Where you have not been allowed to live, even just to go about your business inside your home, not doing anything to anyone, and just trying to get through the day. They won't leave you alone to do that, because they're inside this prison. Monitoring, attacking, damaging ourselves, and our bodies.
And our things, yes.
Yes. And then also having the nerve to use this technology to teleport themselves inside our human bodies and use it to do things and say things to harm us as individuals and this family. That kind of crime is unbelievable.
I've never seen anybody steal as much as these people do. These are real criminals that your government has in their pocket. And they're doing damage to a lot of us without knowing it. I demand my constitutional rights to get my money from this country, the United States and Canada. They ought to pay us that money. Because what they have done is a crime. And I am not going to stop until I see this money is paid. And Mr. Trudeau needs to recognize that he might have this kind of stuff to do something with. He hasn't done anything with it. He hasn't spoken to us. We've left messages like nobody's business. He has not spoken to us or given us information that he was going to, what he was going to do next. Nothing was said. Done, we are left there to be killed. This is what Mr. Trudeau is doing because he figures that our country is a small country, so they can just kill us in no time flat. That's what Trinidad is the people from Trinidad are being treated like now, and other countries. So when they're calling people terrorists, please recognize this. The ones who are calling you terrorists are the ones who are terrorizing you, the government, the systems in Canada and the United States. They have corruption going on, and they're taking advantage of everybody. They have this man here coming and attacking me like nobody's business, cutting off all my hair, attacking my eyes, attacking my ears, attacking my nose, attacking my mouth, attacking my heart, attacking my soul, as well as my daughters, my husbands. Something has to be done. We are not going to sit back and allow this to continue anymore. We are going to fight back. If it means we scream out things at you, we will do it. But we are sick and tired of the kind of evil that is taking place. And everybody sits back and watches and acts as if they don't care. But you'll have to care because it's going to come to you all. Because when you allow this kind of evil, it's going to destroy all of you. Watch and see what happens.
I thought you were... A new way of being hosted by Avatar Electra. and company on Blog Talk Radio. We're inside our bedroom, which where we spend most of our time, day and night, inside this house. And we're being constantly attacked by people who are inside this room. One or more human beings inside this room, moving about, walking about, wearing cloaks of invisibility. Inside our bedroom and doing damage to members of my family, my wife, our daughter. And they're allowed to do this by the authorities in this country, in this city, who tell us we are imagining these crimes being committed against us, that we have serious mental health
issues.
By telling them about these crimes being committed.
And that they're using the 4D technology. Then they're trying to act as if we're crazy.
Yeah, but there's no such thing as fourth dimension technology.
Yes, there is. You watch all those different movies that you've been watching, sci-fi, all these...
Yeah, Doctor Strange.
Yes.
The Matrix.
Yes.
That's
where they got the technology.
Star Wars, Star Trek.
Yeah. They put it out there for people to see, and then they started attacking you and me. Many of you are being attacked. You just don't know it. Think that what is happening is something to you, that is happening to your body because you're growing old or something is wrong with you. And you go to the doctor and they tell the doctor what to say that you have. The doctors are the ones who go along as well as everybody else in Canada and the United States with these people.
The dentists, the doctors, the lawyers who have used over the decades have been harassing, persecuting Alberta Galactua by the way they treated her when she goes to see them, and she always goes with myself to any of these places, and by the abusive things they do or say to her, or the people who are planted inside their offices to persecute and harass members of our family, including people who show up as patients inside the offices of dentists or doctors we happen to use on that particular day. And so, a long time now, my family has stopped going to use the services of any doctor or dentist in this province, or any lawyer, for that matter, because we recognize that they are every one of these so-called professionals that we've used have been instructed, bought and sold, as the Alberta said, instructed, co-opted, coerced by the authorities, make our lives miserable. I live in hell, as the Alberta said, whenever we go to them to get any kind of medical, dental, or legal support or assistance. And so we're forced to live with dental health issues, with physical health issues, legal that we have not been able to have addressed, because they make sure that government that is in this country make sure that we don't use the services of a professional and end up having to live with all kinds of dental, medical problems in our lives.
They gave us the dental problems in our lives when we went to see them.
Yeah.
They played all kinds of sex games.
And also the damages they've done to
our mouth.
Yeah. years in mahogany, especially. Over the years, whenever you've gone to them to get certain dental work done, whether it's filling or implants or cleaning or whatever, whenever we go to see them, people are set up there, either working there or show up as patients, and they mistreat, harass, persecute, terrorize us in different ways inside the offices of one of these so-called professionals.
We've even had a lawyer swearing, shouting at me when we walked in to see the lawyer.
Yes. Lawyers that we've used or sought to use, they've shown us over and over that they're not working for us, but instead are working for the government in the country. So we've had to, at different times, represent ourselves in the court of law, which the arbiter did at least on two different occasions that we had to go to court because of unjust charges brought against us, for example. Things that we did not do, and are forced to go into the court system to answer to charges that they trump up.
Some government personnel told me that they they're going to do that to us. And the government, I forgot the word, what did she use, the word that she was using to explain that don't look for help from any of them because they can't, they're not going to help any of us or their prejudices.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing that we did, just more like we won't sleep with them and other things that they wanted us to do.
Or promote or protect their agendas.
Yes.
That is about controlling human lives, disrupting the lives of human beings.
And treating them like they're cattle.
Yes. And draining them of their energy, their time, their money, their health.
Insulting them publicly on the air, with like they're speaking to somebody.
Yes.
And most of the times I recognize it's me that they were terrorizing.
Mm-hmm. Using the media to attack us.
We had a Caucasian man in my computer space eating somebody's flesh, wanted me to see it.
Yeah.
Raw. Didn't even cook.
Hmm.
Wow.
Cannibals.
Yeah.
And they call us people of color cannibals.
And useless eaters.
Yeah, living things, useless eaters, disposable people that you can just get rid of. Whenever you choose to, because you don't see them as being as valued or valuable as you. Resolve to see yourself to be as a Caucasian or European individual on the planet, for example.
And I've been going through this kind of treatment every day of my life in Canada. If it wasn't something that was attacking me in the body, someone or a few people set up to make remarks and disrespect and insult and degrade.
Mm.
These are the things that these people have been doing. Our daughter is a beautiful human being.
Mm.
And they're just doing all kinds of damage to her.
Yeah.
This is not something that anybody should do. That's one of the reasons that I became so angry. They were also using that 4D technology on my person to force me to become more angry than normal.
Ladies and gentlemen, remember this. This is a life that your government in Canada and the United States has set up for us, for just being quality beings, hybrids, as they say.
Gold star family.
And then turn around and, well, they were doing it before. They tried everything to turn us into criminals. They saw it did not work. So they're trying to kill us now.
Mm.
Well, they've been trying to kill me all my life. So
they've killed you how many times so far? 16 different times.
Yeah, but they've been trying to kill me in every different way. Even when I came back,
mm-hmm.
a different, they were still doing it.
Yes, because
they set up Caucasian and European men to scream at me right in front of you.
Yeah.
For no reason. Just scream.
Hmm. Yes. In the parking lot. In the place where we live, Spiritwood Avenue, the Museum and Finch area. Yes. Or other places.
Ladies and gentlemen, I think your autonomy has to become much more broader. Your scope has to be broader to understand the problems of other people and what can happen to you. And that's one of the reasons that all beings are supposed to work together, become the kind of family that respects, not disrespects, that protects, not destroy. These people are evil.
Mm.
I'm not kidding. You're going to find that out. They may not have showed it to you, and you may have been so busy that you can't see very well. But once you start seeing, you will be shocked to see the kind of stuff that is going on in the background. My husband is tired,
yes,
and he's falling asleep.
Sleep.
And so we will have to say thank you for listening to us. And our daughter is also in a great state of pain and torment.
Mm-hmm.
She has lost most of her hair. They have used her sister to do that, to help her, to destroy her hair. And her brother was not there for her in the way in which he was supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
Because they used people to block him from protecting or looking after his sister.
True.
These are the things that were going on in the school system. I found out only too late. But she was asking me questions that sort of put me on a area where I had to think about what the questions that were being asked. And I realized that she was being persecuted in the school system. Mikhail was being persecuted in the school system. So I gave them, my husband and I sent them to take karate. Well, they were taking karate and everything was fine, only to find out that Mahogany wasn't taking karate. She was too cute. So what they did was just take the money and let Mahogany sit down if she wanted to. It would have been very good if they both had learned karate and protected themselves in ways in which helped keep their body healthy, in which where they were going to be if it were not for the interference of your government and your society that your government used to abuse us and then try to sleep with me. That's what they've been doing to a lot of people. So when you see pictures of people in the most provocative ways, because what they're doing is they're giving them certain drugs so they don't know what they're doing or where they are, as if they're dreaming in their sleep. This is what is happening to human beings. You can't close your eyes and you have to start looking at the problems. I don't care what systems you have. The systems must be stopped. They are doing damage to a lot of people. And your children are not what they used to be and not what they could be because of what has been done to them. So don't blame the kids. Start looking after each other and start looking after your family. Do not allow systems to continue. They will destroy everything. They're on their way there. Too evil. They need to be locked up. Thank you for listening to me on Block Talk Radio. On behalf of my daughter, my husband, and myself, Merry Christmas to all of you. And I'm sorry that you're going through what you are, many of you. I would advise that you start fighting to stop this problem. These people are evil. Have a good day and goodbye.
Mm.
And this is for
those who we respect and admire, and has been doing the things that is necessary to stop this insanity, Mr. Colin Kaepernick and others. Thank you very, very much for what you have done.
Colin Kaepernick triggered backlash, but he also sparked awakening for many NFL players. A year has passed since Colin Kaepernick first protested the national anthem. In one sense, his initiative has foundered. The quarterback is out of work, and the intended discussion of police brutality and accountability has continually veered to a debate about the American flag and patriotism. Just last weekend, the Cleveland Police Union boss, who defended a police officer's killing of 12-year-old Tamir Rice, announced his group's decision not to participate in a week one per-game flag ceremony because some of the Browns kneel during the anthem. It was a protest of a protest, and it pointed the finger back at the players instead of at the system Kaepernick is troubled by. The pressure boomeranged back to athletes instead of civic decision makers. It was something Kaepernick anticipated last August. View photos. Colin Kaepernick said he was willing to take the heat for his protest during the playing of the national anthem at NFL games. Getty Moore. I think there's a lot of consequences that come along with this, he told the media back then. There's a lot of people that don't want to have this conversation. They're scared they might lose their job, or they might not get the endorsements. They might not be treated the same way. And those are things I'm prepared to handle, and those are things that, you know, other people might not be ready for. That was prescient. A lot of people didn't want to have this conversation. It's possible, even likely, that the conversation scared would be employers more than Kaepernick himself did. But the conversation is happening, and that's significant. More NFL players are protesting before games. Come Jenkins of the Philadelphia Eagles is not only raising a fist during the anthem, he is also meeting with police leaders and making trips to Capitol Hill. When a white player for the Browns, Seth DeValve, took a knee before a recent preseason game, his African-American wife's supportive response online went viral. Colin Kaepernick bravely took a step and began a movement throughout the NFL, Erica Harris DeValve wrote, and he suffered a ridiculous amount of hate and threats and ultimately lost his life's work in the sport he loves. Kaepernick's detractors feel like sports should be a haven from all this. Sports are an escape from the real world, even though for most of us, the real world we've carved out is carefully cultivated, an escape from anything that challenges our worldview. Think about it, what percentage of your Facebook feed consists of friends who agree with you on pretty much everything? By veering away from traditional avenues like Facebook, Kaepernick interjected in a lot of worlds. He pushed people, including media, to consider an issue they might not otherwise give thought to. And he tacitly challenged other football players to ask themselves if they should follow. When Charlotte, North Carolina, became chaotic last fall after the police shooting of Keith Lamont Scott, some of the Carolina Panthers spoke up. I feel like America has a problem, Trev Austin said. I don't feel like America is a horrible place. I love America. But at the same time, there are wrongs that are happening every day. Thomas Davis called for peace and offered to be a liaison between police and protesters. The unrest abated in the days after the Panthers made their comments, in part because of the efforts of the National Guard and local clergy. The team's game that weekend went ahead despite fears of more turmoil. I felt like it was important for me to step up and be one of the voices during that time, Davis told Yahoo Sports last week, looking back. I think it's important. We are in the position. We have a huge voice. And it's important to use that voice and do it in the right way. Kaepernick triggered backlash, but he also sparked awakening for many NFL players.
I don't care what you talking about, baby. I don't care what you Every single time that an age of mankind has reigned all over this planet, different groups of masters of deception and their disciples of deceit have created empires to control the people in many lands through systems of religious and secular caste under different ideologies, including every one of their so-called democracies, so that they can steal most of the wealth of the earth and enslave and oppress all life forms that live and die on this planet. Who gives mankind the right to put a price on this planet's life, so that they can fill their greedy and selfish bottom line? How can a group of any kind weave its evil deeds from behind the shadows of their twisted secret societies to plunder and destroy life on planet Earth and expect their own species to survive such a shameless and total genocide? Planet Earth is under siege as a group of heartless men of might and greed slashes swiftly and cuts very deeply to try to bring this entire planet to its knees. Trillions of species are now running for cover, desperately looking for any kind of shelter to protect themselves from being mangled and devoured by the big, mean, profit-gouging, wrecking machine. The merchants of death are moving in for the kill as they recklessly plunder and ruthlessly devour everything in their sadistic and demonic power as part of their evil agenda to put this entire planet under. Not since the days of Noah have so many different races of brother beings known so much fear, anxiety, and desperation, and the feelings that these masters of misery most attack are the ones who are less able or willing to fight back. Most of the plants and animals and other mortal beings who have shared this planet with the human race for many ages now have been driven completely out of existence by mankind's destructive and deadly agenda. Even sacred matrimonies between human beings are now being deliberately destroyed, and the family is becoming a thing of the past. Sadly, even justice and integrity can now be bought and sold for a price in a world that is now run by money, greed, and lies. But this great wrath will not go on for much longer, for this is the age of empowerment, and we each now have the power more than ever to pull together and find powerful and peaceful ways to make our governments turn around and serve the greater good of all that live and die on this earth, or shut completely down. Planet Earth is under siege, my human brothers and sisters, and being held hostage by powerful regimes that let's see the truth. And most of you still don't even realize that you're being duped. A government that loses its humanity no longer has the integrity to govern responsibly, even in a democracy. For in its lack of compassion and absence of true sight, it becomes a danger to itself and endangers each of its inhabitants' spiritual and social health.
Ladies and gentlemen, while I was waiting here, I am being attacked in the crutch, in the womb. You need to stop this insanity that is taking place inside of this house, that where people are being abused for no reason other than their jealousy and prejudices that they can't handle. It's time for this kind of insanity to stop, because if this continues, and anything should happen to us at this time, it's a big war will be taking place, because there are gods who are just waiting for that moment. And they are off to you as you wanted us to. We don't play those games. We didn't come here to be sucking up to anybody. All beings are created equally. And you're treating them like they're an atrocity. And they have no right to get access to things that they have a right to. And to see human beings in their own culture doing, allowing governments to use them this way against people of their own culture, it's a disgrace. But I understand why they ended up doing it. They had no choice. This is the kind of stuff that your government is doing to people. These are corrupt beings. If you don't stop it now, you're going to play hell for
Charter of Rights and Freedoms, Sections 1 to 23, Guarantee of Rights and Freedoms. 1. The Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms guarantees the rights and freedoms set out in it subject only to such reasonable limits prescribed by law as can be demonstrably justified in a free and democratic society. Fundamental Freedoms. 2. Everyone has the following fundamental freedoms. A. Freedom of conscience and religion. B. Freedom of thought, belief, opinion and expression, including freedom of the press and other media of communication. C. Freedom of peaceful assembly. And D. Freedom of association. Democratic rights. 3. Every citizen of Canada has the right to vote in an election of members of the House of Commons or the Legislative Assembly and to be qualified for membership therein. 4. 1. No House of Commons and no Legislative Assembly shall continue for longer than 5 years from the date fixed for the return of the writs of a general election of its members. 2. In time of real or apprehended war, invasion or insurrection, a House of Commons may be continued by Parliament and a Legislative Assembly may be continued by the Legislature beyond 5 years if such continuation is not opposed by the votes of more than one-third of the members of the House of Commons or the Legislative Assembly, as the case may be. 5. There shall be a sitting of Parliament and of each legislature at least once every 12 months. Mobility rights. 6. 1. Every citizen of Canada has the right to enter, remain in, and leave Canada. Rights to move and gain livelihood. 2. Every citizen of Canada and every person who has the status of a permanent resident of Canada has the right A. to move to and take up residence in any province, and B. to pursue the gaining of a livelihood in any province. 3. The rights specified in subsection 2 are subject to A. any laws or practices of general application in force in a province other than those that discriminate among persons primarily on the basis of province of present or previous residence, and B. any laws providing for reasonable residency requirements as a qualification for the receipt of publicly provided social services. Page 104. Charter of Rights and Freedoms. Sections 1 to 23. 4. Subsections 2 and 3 do not preclude any law, program, or activity that has as its object the amelioration in a province of conditions of individuals in that province who are socially or economically disadvantaged if the rate of employment in that province is below the rate of employment in Canada. Legal rights. 7. Everyone has the right to life, liberty and security of the person and the right not to be deprived thereof except in accordance with the principles of fundamental justice. 8. Everyone has the right to be secure against unreasonable search or seizure. 9. Everyone has the right not to be arbitrarily detained or imprisoned. 10. Everyone has the right on arrest or detention A, to be informed promptly of the reasons therefore, B, to retain and instruct counsel without delay and to be informed of that right, and C, to have the validity of the detention determined by way of habeas corpus and to be released if the detention is not lawful. 11. Any person charged with an offense has the right A, to be informed without unreasonable delay of the specific offense, B, to be tried within a reasonable time, C, not to be compelled to be a witness in proceedings against that person in respect of the offense, D, to be presumed innocent until proven guilty according to law in a fair and public hearing by an independent and impartial tribunal, E, not to be denied reasonable bail without just cause, F, except in the case of an offense under military law, tried before a military tribunal, to the benefit of trial by jury where the maximum punishment for the offense is imprisonment for 5 years or a more severe punishment, G, not to be found guilty on account of any act or omission unless, at the time of the act or omission, it constituted an offense under Canadian or international law or was criminal according to the general principles of law recognized by the community of nations, H, if finally acquitted of the offense, not to be tried for it again and, if finally found guilty and punished for the offense, not to be tried or punished for it again, and I, if found guilty of the offense, and if the punishment for the offense has been varied between the time of commission and the time of sentencing, to the benefit of a lesser punishment. 12. Everyone has the right not to be subjected to any cruel and unusual treatment or punishment. 13. A witness who testifies in any proceedings has the right not to have any incriminating evidence so given used to incriminate that witness in any other proceedings except in a prosecution for perjury or for the giving of contradictory evidence. Page 204. Charter of Rights and Freedoms. Sections 1 to 23. 14. A party or witness in any proceedings who does not understand or speak the language in which the proceedings are conducted or who is deaf has the right to the assistance of an interpreter. Equality rights. 15. 1. Every individual is equal before and under the law and has the right to the equal protection, an equal benefit of the law without discrimination and, in particular, without discrimination based on race, national or ethnic origin, color, religion, sex, age or mental or physical disability. 2. Subsection 1 does not preclude any law, program or activity that has as its object the amelioration of conditions of disadvantaged individuals or groups including those that are disadvantaged because of race, national or ethnic origin, color, religion, sex, age or mental or physical disability. Official languages of Canada. 16. 1. English and French are the official languages of Canada and have equality of status and equal rights and privileges as to their use in all institutions of the Parliament and Government of Canada. 2. English and French are the official languages of New Brunswick and have equality of status and equal rights and privileges as to their use in all institutions of the Legislature and Government of New Brunswick. 3. Nothing in this charter limits the authority of Parliament or a legislature to advance the equality of status or use of English and French. 16.1. 1. The English linguistic community and the French linguistic community in New Brunswick have equality of status and equal rights and privileges, including the right to distinct educational institutions and such distinct cultural institutions as are necessary for the preservation and promotion of those communities. 2. The role of the legislature and government of New Brunswick to preserve and promote the status, rights and privileges referred to in subsection 1 is affirmed. 17. 1. Everyone has the right to use English or French in any debates and other proceedings of Parliament. 2. Everyone has the right to use English or French in any debates and other proceedings of the Legislature of New Brunswick. 18. 1. The statutes, records and journals of Parliament shall be printed and published in English and French, and both language versions are equally authoritative. 2. The statutes, records and journals of the Legislature of New Brunswick shall be printed and published in English and French, and both language versions are equally authoritative. 19. 1. Either English or French may be used by any person in or in any pleading in or process issuing from any court established by Parliament. 2. Either English or French may be used by any person in or in any pleading in or process issuing from any court of New Brunswick. Page 3 of 4.
Equals forever. Throughout the ages, nations that industrialize always say that they are civilized and insist that they are better than nations whose people see the world through primitive eyes. Since the European empires began and white supremacy spread across many lands, people of color throughout the earth have been treated like dirt and told that they have little value or worth. How can we prioritize the value of life when all of life is sacred and more priceless than we'll ever realize? How can we look at each other and think that we are better than one another because of the color of our skin, gender of our body, or the size of income that we bring in? We are equals forever, no matter who or what we are, and none of us is better than another. Whether we are a woman or man, boy or girl, or have all the money in the world, if you think you are superior to someone else, it is only because you feel inferior inside yourself. Wherever we go, statistics show that in every culture, women are owned or controlled by men. Boys are viewed as society's prize and the apple of every family's eye, while girls are restricted, cursed, and condemned over and over again. Whenever we think we are superior in any way, we always try to control, diminish, and destroy forever people we decide are inferior today by dumping them into ghettos, locking them in prisons, throwing them into reservations, by killing them in gas chambers, holding them in mental asylums, and enslaving them for over 400 years on slave plantations. It is time that humankind realize that no person or group of any kind is superior in any way. Each of us is as valuable as any other, and none of us is better than another. Gender has nothing to do with who is weaker or stronger. If you think you are stronger than a girl or a woman simply because you're a boy or a man, then mister, it is time for you to know that you are dead wrong. The most powerful people over time have been women and men with the strongest will that you can find. We are equals forever, no matter who or what we are, and none of us is better than another. Whether we are a woman or man, boy or girl, or have all the money in the world, if you think you are superior to someone else, it is only because you feel inferior inside yourself.
A new way of being, persecution, gang stalking, radio, racism, forced poverty, morals, integrity, wake up call, attacks, abuse, paranormal, mob mentality, electronic harassment, cloaks of invisibility, sacred technology, wisdom, justice, empowering, injustice, harassment, abusive government, attacks, electronic abuses, abuse of power, abuses of government, lacking integrity, masters of deception, disciples of deceit, spiritual master, master teacher, criminal assailants, government criminals, invasive technology, intrusive technology, fourth dimension capabilities, brotherhood, big brother, gold star family, exemplary family, life-changing work, life-saving work, the military-industrial complex, Lord Buddha, Lord Krishna, Lord Jesus, Kuan Yin, Florence Nightingale, the lady with a limp, Joan of Arc, Queen Elizabeth I, the Duchess Anastasia, the goddess of mercy and compassion.
Sacred records within. Now is the time for humankind to rediscover a priceless treasure that is stored inside each member of life forever. Life on Earth is in transition and going through a complete transformation as people everywhere struggle to find a new identity and shape a better reality. Everything that you can ever know, and all the mysteries that may come and go, every problem that you have not resolved, and every question that you have never solved, start today and look within and find the ancient knowledge that you're carrying. Experts in high places keep warning us that we should not look within ourselves. Science and religion and the medical profession continue to say that human nature is defected in every way. Do not trust your killer body. Guard against your evil spirit and beware of your fragile mind. This is what the experts and professionals keep telling us all the time. Listen to me carefully, my human brothers and sisters. So loved, so dear, the kingdom of knowledge is always within, and this is where the search for truth must always begin. This is the memory of the universe and the still small voice within. It is the Akashic records of life and the sacred logo of long ago. No matter what you call it, every culture over time will come to realize that this source of ancient knowledge is true and divine. All the sacred books from every culture throughout the ages contain only a small fraction of the ancient truths living inside the universe's mind. No written or spoken records left by anyone, regardless of the religion, can ever give more than just a glimpse of the sacred records living inside everyone. And no person or group of any identity has a monopoly on the truth. No matter how righteous they may appear, or how powerful the deity that they worship or fear. Everything that you can ever know, and all the mysteries that may come and go, every problem that you have not resolved, and every question that you have never solved, start today and look within and find the ancient knowledge that you're carrying. This is the memory of the universe and the still small voice within. It is the Akashic records of life and the sacred logo of long ago. No matter what you call it, every culture over time will come to realize that this source of ancient knowledge is true and divine.